Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's Procol Harum bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the one that's been around for over 16 years. And the brand new one is the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Just go to ageofthecustomer.com. You can find out all about that and find out how to buy the book. We have it available in ebook form as well, the Kindle versions there at Amazon. And the hardback's available wherever books are sold. And including on my website, if you want to get an autographed copy. So check all that out, ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Liam Segal is with us. S-E-G-A-L is his name. His company is Click Health, and he's the CEO and the co-founder there. What about Click Health? What do you guys do, Liam?
So we help biologic companies and pharmaceutical companies to market their medications online. What
right.
What we do is a little bit less interesting than how we do it, which is really what our new book, The Dakota Company, is all about.
Right. And so that is the new book that I was going to tell you about, The Dakota Company, just out now. It's all about how to use big data, which we talked about in the last segment, folks. Hope you paid attention because there will be a test at the end here. Liram, big data, you talk about in the book, you talk about how to use it inside your four walls, not just to go out and get customers and build relationships outside the company, but how to do a better job inside. So how do we apply that?
Yeah, so essentially using the same techniques and new capabilities that have emerged over the last 20 years, Dakota companies are more talent-centric workplaces, and they're able to execute and evolve faster by doing one thing really well, which is rejecting the notion that it's people are interchangeable resources. And to really drive that home, I'd like to give you an illustration of just the degree to which what we normally do at work is one-size-fits-all. Almost every process that people use in their day-to-day work is the same regardless of the experience of the individual. So if it's our first day on the job, we get a process that looks very similar to the 100th time we do something or the 10,000th time we've done something. But as you can imagine, people build mastery fairly quickly. So what we believe is that the first time somebody does something, that's a teachable moment. And there's a great opportunity to recognize that person might need coaching. We often recommend attaching a buddy, maybe giving them a training intervention, because this is a time where they're going to get the practice and feedback that they need to be successful. And then we can have a lot of rigor, but with every time that somebody demonstrates competence, we can actually relax the process. So therefore, creating environments that are a little bit less bureaucratic and more engaging for people. That's just one example.
Well, keep going. I'm anxious to hear how this applies, because most people, when they think internally, most especially small businesses. You know, we're just not that analytical about the way our people work. I mean, we obviously train people and we watch what they're doing. We try to make sure they get better and they grow and they take more responsibility and become more productive. But we're not that analytical about this. This kind of analytics is not normal.
Right. Well, and let me give you a more creative example most people probably wouldn't recognize, and then a few examples that would apply to any small business.
Okay.
Formula One racing tends to be a small team of people, but it's obviously not small business. And but Formula One racing is not exactly a place where you would think of big data playing a huge role. Because if I were to ask you what wins a Formula One race, you would probably say the driver, or the race technology, or the pit crew, or something different. And they're all dominant factors. But it turns out that a sensing and actuating center is one of the most predictive components of what wins a race. And what a sensing and actuating center is a center that collects billions of data points in real time during a race, because every team is so regulated on the cars that they're almost the same. Every pit crew is almost 2 seconds. The drivers are obviously very important. But then race day happens, and whatever race strategy people went in with that thought they thought was the winning strategy, reality changes things on them. And it's raining, or it's too cold, or it's too hot, or there's an oil spill or an accident. And it's the team that is able to collect all of these data points, analyze them, and whisper in the driver's ear, essentially coaching them and saying, you know what, you can skip the pit, or you can go harder on the
brakes.
Right.
That's now, how would this work for a small business? I got about 1 minute.
Yeah, so any small business can apply some of these principles by really using spreadsheets. So we provide some very simple templates for how they can start to be a lot more systematic with how they use data.
What would be a data point? What would be a major data point that we would try to track?
A data point would be meetings. You know, meetings in most organizations are something that's hit or miss. And we provide a way to inform the agenda, so you essentially inform the intuition of the team and watch their blind spots. Another example is email. We show organizations how email is the ultimate way to allow other people to reprioritize their day for you. And what it's doing is email combined with email and with meetings and
right.
other.
And the meetings would include when to have the meetings and how long to have the meetings, right?
Correct. Kind of so we really focus on tools that are empathetic to our people. And what we mean by that is that we interrupt people less throughout the day. So we give people
that's going to get attention of a lot of managers and owners out there. Hey, Liram, good job today. The book is called The Decoded Company by Liram Siegel. He's the co-author. Liram, come back soon. We've got more to teach us.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this.
We'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.